I think the tragic thing is that there's actually enough space for everybody as is. In Donegal alone, we know that there are, according to the 2022 census, 9,615 empty homes were recorded in Donegal in 2022. That's an absolutely staggering figure when we know that in every county across the country, and I know in Donegal as well, there are so many people who are looking for a place to live. And no matter who we are, where we come from, we all need a secure home where we can put our children to bed, knowing that they can wake up feeling safe. And far too many of us are living on edge, not knowing where we're going to live month to month, year to year. And yet, all these houses are sitting there empty, falling apart, and there's nothing being done about it, nothing adequate.
Now, and you're saying that these are not holiday homes, these are not homes that are out for Airbnb, or these are not guest houses or whatever. These are empty homes, in some cases possibly derelict and in need of some repair.
Absolutely. I think all of us can simply look around our communities and we see them. And the thing is as well, we almost train our eye after a while to not see them, to gloss over them. But I would encourage people to look around your village, look around your local town, your city, and keep an eye out and look at these houses that are sitting there empty, falling into disrepair. They're eyesores. They're places that, like, people, families could be living, breathing new life into communities. But they're sitting there crumbling and falling apart. It's a tragedy. And, you know, obviously, as many of your listeners will know, some efforts have been made to change this. So there was a vacant property tax that was introduced. It's been completely ineffective. It's done nothing to actually try and discourage people from holding on to these houses and letting them sit there and fall into disrepair. We've had grants introduced as well. Some people have been able to access them, but they're absolutely, you know, mired in red tape. It's so hard for people to get their hands on those grants, they can actually buy and bring these homes back into use, which is really unfortunate as well. So there's an awful lot that needs to be done by the next government to actually really incentivize bringing these homes back into use and to breathe new life into our communities. It's absolutely essential.
Has any analysis been done into what proportion of these houses are in public ownership and what proportion are privately owned?
I actually don't know the figures for that, but I would imagine that the vast majority would be privately owned. And I know as well, you know, that's also a barrier sometimes, is that in some instances it's kind of even hard to actually track down who owns those properties. There's an awful lot of work that needs to go into identifying these properties and actually figuring out what can be done to bring those homes into use. There's a lot that could be done, but I think a lot of the time there's a lack of joined-up thinking that's going on. We really need some creative thinking, some outside-the-box thinking to bring these homes into use.
And you believe, finally, that the vacant property restoration grants that are available, the Cuí-Conaithe scheme, and other pathways to getting these properties back into use, that's not sufficient, that's not doing the job, even though we're told in Donegal, for instance, it's got one of the highest uptakes in the country.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, what I would say is these grants have been really helpful for some people. The problem is they're really hard to get your hands on, and I think a lot of your listeners who have looked into this will know. Like, the problem with it is that in most cases you have to put up that money up front yourself, for example, in terms of, like, getting renovations done to bring a house up to a standard where it's habitable. What if you don't have that money to hand? I think most of us don't. And then you claim that money back afterwards. So it's little things like that that weren't really thought through when those grants were being set up. That means that they're actually really difficult for people to access in the first place. We really need to see action on that, because these grants need to be made really, really easy for people to access. They need to be able to access money up front so that they can actually bring these homes into use. You know, I think that, as I said earlier, you know, so many people will see these empty houses in their communities. And it's tragic that they're sitting there falling into disrepair when there's so much we could be doing to actually bring them back into use.